You know, there are people that perhaps are struggling with strongholds in their life. In fact, there can be strongholds like doubt, unbelief, fear, vices, addictions, whatever they might be. But I know the answer. The answer is Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can deliver you and to set you free from the bondages of Satan. Go to God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
2 Corinthians in chapter 10, verse 4. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We're talking about coming against strongholds, because we know that if you are a Christian, if you are saved, if you are born again, spirit-filled, then my friend, Satan will target you. Peter, Satan desired to sift him like wheat, but Jesus prayed for Peter. We know that also that others experienced opposition in their life as they desired to serve the Lord. Daniel, for instance, received opposition, conflict, spiritual warfare in the heavenlies, fasted and prayed for 21 days. Jesus himself experienced conflict from Satan also. And you will, if you are serving God, if you're living for the Lord. I like Acts chapter 12, and it talks about Peter that was put in prison for doing what? For serving the Lord, for righteousness' sake. And we find that the church had constantly offered prayer up to God on behalf of Peter. Angel of the Lord came and touched him, delivered him. Chains came off of him. Prison doors were open. And I believe that if we are going to see people saved, delivered, set free from the bondages of sins or drugs or whatever, then we need to pray and believe the Lord, because prayer alters the course of events. And I just pray that you have the burden to pray, that you see the need to pray. The church needs to pray, not sleep. Like when Jesus was praying in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he came to the disciples, they were sleeping. But to feel this conviction, if you will, in your heart for the necessity of prayer. You know, we see here, as the Apostle Paul said in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. Strongholds means fortify, or castle, if you will. It's to fortify. It's to build a wall or a garrison around, if you will. Satan, my friend, wants to plant strongholds in our lives. Strongholds like this: doubt, unbelief, or the stronghold of fear. Fear will immobilize you or keep you secluded. The stronghold of complaining and murmuring, like the children of Israel who had to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because of their doubt, unbelief, complaining, murmuring. The stronghold of vices, addictions, ungodly lusts, unforgiveness, greed, resentments. There are people that have these strongholds buried deep in their heart and life, and they will not let them go. In fact, some of them will not even allow the Lord to uproot those strongholds. But my friend, Jesus is the answer. If you will cry to him, trust him, go to him, there is nothing too hard or too difficult for God to do in your life. The word carnal means fleshly or bodily or temporal. And the word mighty means powerful or possible or strong. My friend, I can say this, that by the might and the power of God, it is possible for the Lord to deliver you or to uproot certain strongholds in your life. If we'll go to Jesus, if we'll pray and cry out to the Lord, then by the power of Jesus, the shed blood of Christ, it is possible, my friend. We need to go to the Lord and believe him by faith. Maybe you're struggling with something right now. The answer, my friend, is nothing other than Jesus Christ.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.